Okay, friends. So today we're reading a story from The Good Guys 5-Minute Stories book. This is the 5th story in the book. And it is called Mustache Baby.
Mustache Baby.
It's written by Bridget House, illustrated by Joy Ang, and read today by Mommy and
Philip. Adventurer.
Philip the Adventurer. Oh, I like a good adventurer. And today we want to, before we get started, we want to give a patron shout out. We've got some friends we want to say hey, howdy, hey to. And thank you for your support. Do you remember their names?
Regina and Noah.
Yeah. Hi, Regina. And hi, Noah. We're so happy that you guys are friends of ours,
yeah.
And you support us, and you help us get these stories out there, and we hope you enjoy your story. Here we go. Mustache Baby. When baby Billy was born, his family noticed something odd. He had a mustache.
Mustache.
What does this mean? His mother asked.
Well, it depends, the nurse said. You'll have to wait and see whether it's a good guy mustache or a bad guy mustache.
Whoa. Did you know that there were two different kinds of mustaches?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever seen a baby with a mustache?
Mm-mm.
Me neither. Okay.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Look. Which one do you think is the bad guy mustache?
In the picture, one mustache has a beautiful, sparkly, golden halo over it. And the other mustache has some pointy red horns and a tail. Which one do you think is the good guy mustache? And which one do you think is the bad guy mustache?
The one that has the halo.
Yeah, is the good guy. Mm-hmm. And then maybe the darker one with the curls and the tail, that's the bad guy. All right, let's see. At first, it was plain to see that Billy's mustache was noble and just. He tamed a bucking bronco and became a cowboy. He always protected his cattle, cared for injured animals, and mended broken fences. After settling things right on the range, Billy rode off to become a ringleader, a Spanish painter, a sword fighter, and in the picture we can see him dressed up as those different things. And finally, a man of the law, for his neighborhood desperately needed him. With his cop badge, Billy was one tough hombre. Look at him. You know, mustaches sometimes are on police officers. Have you ever seen a police officer with a mustache?
Is my dad a police officer?
No.
He's a police officer for me, and he has a mustache.
That's true. That's true. But,
I bet everybody who has mustaches are mustache babies.
You think? Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped speeders. Outlawed poker. Now, poker is a game that people play with cards. And some people in some places don't like it because when you play, some people when they play poker, they take bets to see who's going to win. And that's called gambling. And some people don't like gambling. And caught thieves red-handed. And in this picture, you can see who he has caught red-handed is his brother and his sister, who are eating cookies out of the cookie jar. And he's blowing a whistle.
And they're not supposed to?
No, you shouldn't take cookies out of the cookie jar without having permission.
And they weren't having permission.
Doesn't look like they have permission. Yeah. Everyone loved having Officer Billy around. Wait, Are you sure? In the picture, it looks like maybe there's a couple people who don't like having him around. Who do you think it is? His brother and sister. Mm-hmm. But a funny thing happened. As Billy got bigger, his mustache grew and curled up at the ends. His parents' worst fears were realized. Billy had a bad guy mustache. Billy's disreputable mustache led him into a life of dreadful crime. Oh no, his parents are crying. He became a cat burglar, a serial criminal. And in the picture, we see exactly what he's doing. His brother is eating his cereal, and he reaches over and grabs some out of his brother's bowl and then pretends like he wasn't. And then he does it again the minute his brother turns away. We do not steal our brother's cereal, do we? Rude. So rude. And a train robber so heartless that he even stole the tracks. But when he planned the biggest heist of all, a bank robbery, his getaway car wasn't fast enough. He got caught.
By his mom.
And thrown in jail. Now, jail is no place for a baby, even a baby with a mustache. Billy tried to be strong, but he did shed a few tears. After ages and ages, Billy regretted his treacherous thievery. He wished that his evil mustache would go away. At last, his mother busted him out of jail. "There, there," she said. "Everybody has a bad mustache day now and then."
"Let's dry your tears,"
his father said.
"Why did that bad mustache appear?"
"I don't know."
"The new neighbors have a baby your age, and he's coming over to play."
"Oh.
What is that?"
So in the picture, we can see poor Billy in his cage, his jail cell.
It's a
baby crib. And he has a toy that he's marking the days at, or the hours, or probably the minutes that he's been in the jail cell. Because they oftentimes do that.
I think when he's happy.
And guess who is at the door for him? Another guy who's his age, who has a full-on beard. Wow. He's got a full beard. That's amazing. And I bet they'll become very good friends and probably play a lot, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that after boy's mustache curls up.
I guess we'll find out. But you know what? Sometimes we all have mustaches. They get a little out of control and we start to behave badly. All you have to do is remember to comb it back and you'll be okay. And that is the
end.
The end.